Never shall I forget.
Never shall I forget that night, the first night in camp, that turned my life into one long night, seven times cursed and seven times sealed. Never shall I forget that smoke. Never shall I forget the small faces of the children whose bodies I saw transformed into smoke under a silent sky. Never shall I forget those flames that consumed my faith forever. Never shall I forget the nocturnal silence that deprived me for all eternity of the desire to live. Never shall I forget those moments that murdered my God and my soul and turned my dreams to dust. Never shall I forget those things, even were I condemned to live as long as God Himself, never. The barracks we had been made to go into was very long. In the roof were some blue-tinged skylights. The antechamber of hell must look like this. So many crazed men, so many cries, so much bestial brutality. We had to throw our clothes at one end of the barracks. There was already a great heap there. New suits and old, torn coats, rags. For us, this was the true equality, nakedness, shivering with the cold. Belt and shoes in hand, I let myself be dragged off to the barber's. They took our hair off with clippers and shaved off all the hair on our bodies. The same thought buzzed all the time in my head, not to be separated from my father. Through the blue-tinged skylights, I could see the darkness gradually fading. I had ceased to feel fear, and then I was overcome by an inhuman weariness. Toward 5 o'clock in the morning, we were driven out of the barracks. The kapos beat us once more, but I had ceased to feel any pain from their blows. An icy wind developed us. We were naked, our shoes and belts in our hands. The command, run, and we ran. After a few minutes of racing, a new barracks. A barrel of petrol at the entrance, disinfection. Everyone was soaked in it, then a hot shower, at high speed. As we came out from the water, we were driven outside. More running. Another barracks, the store. Very long tables, mountains of prison clothes. On we ran. As we passed, trousers, tunic, shirt and socks were thrown to us. I glanced at my father. How he had changed. His eyes had grown dim. I would have liked to speak to him, but I did not know what to say. The night was gone. The morning star was shining in the sky. I too had become a completely different person. The student of the Talmud, the child that I was, had been consumed in the flames. There remained only a shape that looked like me. A dark flame had entered into my soul and devoured it. So much had happened within such a few hours that I had lost all sense of time. When had we left our houses? And the ghetto? And the train? Was it only a week? One night? One single night? How long had we been standing like this in the icy wind? An hour? Simply an hour? 60 minutes? Surely it was a dream.